All right, Clovia, the next voice you will hear is the President of the United States.
Clovia?
President Barack Obama, how have you been?
I've been great. How have you been?
I'm doing wonderful, and you've been creating jobs, building an economy that will last from the middle out, not from the top down, creating a vision and supporting the middle class. I understand we haven't talked in a while.
Well, you know, I have been busy. There's no doubt about it. But it is great to talk to you again, and obviously, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got less than 4 months left in this campaign, and you know, we're confident that if we win Virginia, we're going to win this election. So it's going to be really important that all your listeners are getting out to the polls, getting organized, getting mobilized. And you're right. The central question in this election is how do we build an economy where ordinary people have a chance to find not just a job, but a job that pays a good wage and allows them to live a good, solid, middle-class life. And that's what we've been working on, whether it's on health care, education, the work we want to do in terms of helping people refinance their homes so they can save up to $3,000. All those issues are tied together with making life a little bit better for working people.
President Obama, we've heard a great deal of information pertaining to the Affordable Care Act. Many are alleging that this mandate will cost taxpayers a great deal of money and contribute more to our national debt. In addition, we are hearing that the ACA is a great idea. Please discuss the Affordable Care Act in layman terms for citizens of Richmond and all across the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Well, you know, the Health Care Act can be described very simply. If you have health insurance, then the only thing that happens to you is your insurance is more secure because insurance companies can't jerk you around with fine print that imposes lifetime limits on your medical expenses. They can't drop you when you get sick. They've got to let you keep your kid on your health insurance until you're 26 years old. So it's a patient's bill of rights, essentially, for people who already have health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, then we are going to help you get it. And we're going to, each state is going to have formed an exchange. It's basically a pool where people can buy in and get group rates that are cheaper, and we'll help provide tax credits for folks who still can't afford it. The only people who are going to be paying a penalty is if you can afford health insurance and you choose not to get it, we're not going to let you pass those costs on to somebody else. We're not going to let you run around irresponsibly without health insurance when you can afford it. Then you get in an accident, you go to the emergency room, and essentially everybody else has to pay for your care through higher premiums. So that's really the sum of the health care bill. It's being implemented already. We've got 6 million young people who have health insurance on their parents' plans who didn't have it before. Senior citizens are already seeing discounts on their prescription drugs through the Medicare program because of the bill. And you have rights with your insurance companies you did not have before. And so we're confident that it's the right thing to do. The Supreme Court has determined it was constitutional. That's what I argued from the start, and we're now going to go ahead and implement.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, from a legal perspective, please address your views on voter identification laws across the country and specifically in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What is your message to voters as far as providing proper identification at the polls?
Well, I've got to be careful about speaking about the legal issues involved in voter ID laws, because the Justice Department is investigating and looking into what's happening across the country. I think the key concept here is that we should be making it easier to vote, not making it harder. And studies have shown that a lot of talk about voter fraud is greatly overstated. If anything, we've got a problem of people not being interested enough in elections to vote. We've got too low a voting rate. So my expectation and hope is that states are serious about extending the franchise to people who are properly qualified to vote. And we'll leave it up to the Justice Department to make a determination as to specific laws in specific states. It should not be an excuse for anybody who's listening not to vote. If you want to vote, you can vote. And you know, if you have any confusion about how to vote, you know, you can contact not just you know, the office, the government office in charge, here in Richmond, but you can also contact our campaign. I promise you, we'll tell folks how to vote.
All right. There are ongoing grassroots efforts. For example, my Rolling for Freedom project. And we are specializing in empowering the people regarding voters' responsibility, encouraging returning citizens to start the process of having their voter rights restored if convicted of a felony, such as completing probation period, paying fines, maintaining good citizenship. And you just mentioned it earlier. What would your personal message be to encourage the vote, our voice?
Well, I think what people have to understand is this election is going to determine not just what happens next year or 5 years from now, but what will happen for the next 20 years. You know, the other side has a view that if we give more tax cuts to the wealthy, that somehow that is going to improve the economy for everybody. I've got a different view. I think we have to bring down our deficit in a balanced, responsible way. We've got to invest in education, make sure our kids can afford to go to college. We've got to rebuild our roads and our schools and our bridges and put construction workers back to work. We've got to ask people like me who can afford it to pay a little more in taxes so that we're helping that next generation and we're providing those ladders into the middle class. So that's what's at stake, and especially for young people. You know, this country is at a crossroads, and it could look very different and could be very damaging for a lot of people if we don't make sure that we continue on the path that we set in 2008. So I'm hoping that everybody don't find an excuse not to vote. It's not that hard to vote. It takes a few minutes to actually cast that ballot, a little bit of time, but that's part of what it means to be a citizen of the United States.
Absentee voting for qualifying reasons will be available by mail in the Commonwealth of Virginia through October 31st. And in person, you can vote by absentee until Saturday, November 3rd at your local registrar's office. And the voter registration deadline here in the Commonwealth of Virginia is October 15th. And it's oh so important to keep those numbers out there. Right, Mr. President?
Absolutely. So, Clovia, I'm so thankful for everything that you're doing to pump up the vote. Make sure that people keep on going out there and getting information that they need about the issues. If you want to know more about some of my positions on issues, then you can go to barackobama.com. And we are very grateful for all the service you render to the Richmond community. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you, President Obama.
Bye-bye.